The soldier sat in the front seat of the Jeep with the kid. The soldier was his usual dead calm self. At least that was the exterior he showed the kid. Inside, he was churning. He said, "You know what to do, right?"
"Geez, man, how many times are you going to ask me that?"
"As many times as it takes until I feel confident you understand the timing of this, and to be sure you will do what you have to do."
"Yeah, I know what to do, and I'll do it."
"It won't be easy. It's never easy, no matter what you think."
"So you keep saying. Didn't the boys and me handle that thing in Swan Harbor?"
The soldier was tempted to slap the kid across the mouth, but the colonel would never have stood for that, and it was already too late to open the kid's eyes and make him see his folly. Instead, he reminded the kid about what had happened the night of the cross burning. "You can't afford to slip and fall like you did the other night," the soldier said. "If you fall, the whole plan will fail. She can't catch up to you too soon."
"I know. It's not raining, and I won't be on grass. I won't fall, and I'll do what I have to do."
The soldier pointed at the gray gull. "Okay, she's in there. When she comes out, make sure she gets a good look at you, a real good look. And remember, run her right past the police station."
All right, I got it."
The soldier patted the kid on the shoulder. "Go." Before Dylan could answer, there was an explosion of sirens and honking horns on Alicia's end of the line. He knew what that was about. That's why he was late. That's why he was calling. Truth was, he was almost happy he wasn't going to be able to make it. Alicia had changed. She was angry and drinking too much. The worst of it, though, was that look in her eyes, like she didn't trust him anymore.
"Alicia, Alicia, can you hear me?"
he asked, screaming into the phone. When the noise died down, Alicia put the phone back up to her ear.
"I hear you. There were sirens," she said, "fire trucks."
"I heard them too."
"You're late."
"Those fire trucks are headed over here to Stiles," he said. "The Nolan Gatehouse is up in flames. Looks like arson."
"Don't tell me you're not coming."
"I can't come. This is my job." She clicked off and waved to the barman.
"Just Jack this time. A double."
Her phone rang almost as soon as she finished ordering. She silenced it, finished her Jack and Coke, guzzled the double shot of Jack, and left a 20 and a 10 on the bar. When she stepped outside, she thought she saw deliverance in the face of the suspect in the cross burning.